body, get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kalamazoo. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Organic grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well. At 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most vast array of wonderful organic herbs, organic nutrients, organic vitamins, all kinds of combinations without the chemicals, without the toxins, and at terrific prices, terrific variety, protein products, you name it. It's all there at Alive and Well, and we're hand in hand right there in the lovely air-conditioned setting along with the broth cafe at Alive and Well, reviewed as a terrific place, free of the chemicals, wonderful choices whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you want wild fish, organic meats, organic chickens. All of these different things are there for you at the Broth Cafe at a terrific price and comfortably seated at a beautiful marble bar that you're up there, okay? And all of that is there. And also, it's very important to remember our constant and wondrous, we are so grateful for the affiliation of the local Maui organic farmers. Every day we're getting in the wonderful local organic fresh produce brought in. We have a high concentration juicer, all the different vegetable juices, etc., all made there only in glass and never in plastic. And also all those vegetables are used in all the different salads, in the broth, the cooking of the vegetables, along with every protein choice you could ever want, all there at the Broth Cafe.
And the broth is not just a watery drizzle. The broth is a soup, if you will, all right, of organic vegetables, all organic vegetables. And as Mona said, whether you're taking just a vegetarian dish or whether you want fish or chicken or beef or whatever you
organic,
like to add to
course.
It, the broth is the basis of the thing. And the broth is organic
right.
vegetables. All cooked to perfection.
Organic
delicious
greens,
for your
you can
palate.
Get that too, and all and the organic proteins. And you know, it's really important too that we have phenomenal smoothies and all kinds of drinks that are made there fresh just for you with all these organic ingredients. And they love to tell you that broth specials. Aloha from the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. They say this every day. We have fresh new specials, always new, nourishing, delicious, organic, and crafted with aloha. Calm Kern smoothie. Oh, that's a blend of the organic coconut milk, banana, mango, kava, ashwagandha, spirulina, the herbalicious smoothie, and then you have those organic strawberries and cucumber, mint, moringa, chia seed, vibrant, etc. And remember too, okay, you can at the Broth and Alive and Well Cafe, you sign up for our rewards program to earn points for every purchase, earning free goodies from our Broth Cafe, and also every time I do, I fall into the Jewish accent, because you couldn't be a Jewish person, as I am, and have, especially from New York, born in Brooklyn and all that, bagels were a big thing, and they were the thing that my mother met my father at the delicatessen that he ran with his brothers.
And she was known on the boardwalk of Brooklyn
of Coney Island, yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
Coney Island, sorry, yes. The boardwalk bagel beauty.
That's right. It was the Fife Brothers appetizing that they used to say that before delicatessen. But ours are 100% organic, locally made, in upcountry Maui, and they're only available, apart from the Broth Cafe, at Saturday at the Farmer's Market, but they're every day available. And you can make all the great combinations we have here, the berry bagels, the lox, and wild organic lox, organic cream cheese, that's the real Jewish background, and many other varieties there, but you can also take it, rent it home too.
Absolutely. Let me give a quick word about the Vortex water.
Definitely.
Then we can get on with the show.
Definitely. Okay? The Vortex. We've got Vortex for you.
And we got a Vortex for
yes,
you.
Yes, definitely.
And it's purified, extra purified. It's all the chemicals are taken out of the water, and it is spun, S-P-U-N, spunned. And so to reactivate the hydrogen and oxygen, the very essence of water is hydrogen and oxygen. And by putting it through this vortex swirl apparatus, it becomes much more bioavailable.
That's right, exactly.
And utilizable as your body as hydrogen and oxygen. It's a phenomenal addition to whatever you're drinking.
That's right.
But use the vortex water. Bring your glass containers or plastic containers into the store, glass preferably. If you don't have a container, we sell half-gallon and gallon and five-gallon containers.
Inexpensively.
With free water when you purchase the container. So
that's right.
There's no reason not to enjoy the health benefits, the uplift of drinking really fresh, clean, health-generating water.
And they make the point, too, that in Vortex, the oxygen content is maximized in hydrogen, okay? And citing back to 1938, one of the very famous doctors, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. He was very, very, very famous in the greatest award ever. This is really high for every kind of cell availability, detoxification, et cetera, and so forth. Wonderful for you.
Okay,
now,
kids.
We have some very important information. And let's start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off medications, doctor's area. But we are reporting about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials, whether they're holistically minded or not. These are the ones that are, and this is here, a very important group of information by a top Midwestern doctor, and reporting just came out. What they don't tell us about treating pain, these are his words, exposing the pain industry and the forgotten treatments for pain. Now here he is saying, spinal pain affects millions, despite over $134 billion spent annually, that's each year in the US alone, with most patients remaining stuck in chronic pain cycles due to the nasty treatments that address symptoms, but not root causes. And the common pain generators are frequently missed. It goes on for all inflammatory conditions, leaving patients to cycle through increasingly dangerous intervention without addressing the basic underlying issue. And then the doctor makes this point. Conventional medications create far more problems than they solve.
The side effects.
That's right. NSAIDs, that he says, are the leading cause of drug-related hospital admissions. Tylenol causes 56,000 emergency visits annually from the toxicity of it. And he names other drugs. Gabapentin provides little benefit while causing cognitive defects such as drowsiness. And here, Den, corticosteroids cause devastating long-term damage. That's the cortisones that they take. 15% yearly bone loss, 70% weight gain rates, dramatic increases in heart attacks, says the doctor reporting, but from the steroids. 226% increase in heart attack and 272% heart failure, and strokes increase 73%, and spinal surgeries cause significant risks that patients don't learn about until after.
And why aren't these symptoms known?
None. That's right.
Why aren't these symptoms talked about? why are no talk shows on the radio or television talk about the side effects of the drugs? The side effects of the drugs, as Mona just read them to you from the doctors, are debilitating. But you're afraid to get off the drugs because science, what they call science, science says you got to use these things to reduce your pain.
Right.
Got to reduce these things or you're going to really be in pain.
That's right.
But you take the drugs and you're not reducing the pain.
You're making everything worse.
Temporarily, you reduce the symptoms of the condition, in which come a minor degree of pain relief. But the debilitating side effects send you to the hospital for more what? More
heart
drugs.
Attacks, death, and stroke, and 56,000 emergency visits. And that's not even including that Tylenol and those NSAIDs are the leading number one cause of liver failure. And they cause kidney failure, too. Number one, even outplaying alcoholism, which is number two cause of liver failure.
Right.
Just terrible. So anyway, I want you to talk about the magnificent combination called Pain Power.
Oh, baby. Okay.
And what all it's done for a
pain power
zillion
is,
people.
We talk about spinal injury, spinal pain, yes. Knee pain, yes. The thumbs and fingers and elbow and shoulder, yes. Pain power reduces those pain symptoms. But it goes further than that. It stops the degeneration of the health of the local condition which creates the pain. What? A natural substance stops the creation of the destruction of the connective tissue. It's called chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation can be reduced without having suffering the side effects of the toxins of the drugs, the chemicals. The Pain Power does it holistically, if you will. Our product is created by a holistic physician who uses what? Curcumin. Curcumin.
The active one.
Several different forms of curcumin.
That's right.
Along with anti-inflammatory natokinase and serratiopeptidase and amla and all kinds of holistic natural substances which reduce inflammation, reduce the destruction of the cells. The destruction of the cells creates the pain.
That's right.
Well, the nutrients stop the destruction of the cell.
And don't forget the Boswellia, too, which also the wonderful Boswellia that was used, has been used for thousands of years in all types of cultures. The Boswellia for stopping pain and inflammation with zero side effects, only
zero
benefits.
Side effects.
Benefit.
And the piperine, which is the major stimulant to absorb it most efficiently.
That's right. The miracle worker. We could talk about that all day, all night, all the time.
Major pain relief. Whether it's your broken back, whether it's your bad knee, whatever it is, it's chronic inflammation.
And healing. It's healing. It's not just a quick relief. It's a healing process.
And the same chronic inflammation creates what? Mental degradation.
That's right.
Memory problems.
Yes.
Forgetfulness.
Yes.
All kinds of other inflammatory conditions. All negative health scenarios are developed, say holistic physicians, and even the established medical science says that all negative health developments are created by chronic inflammation, which is fire. Fire destroys little microscopic things called cells. And when those little microscopic things called cells are destroyed, muscles become sore, brain becomes the heart, the heart can't get into can't pump the blood the way it's supposed to. Well, it's because of microinflammation.
That's right. You know, we had something that was mind-blowing. I wasn't trying to instigate this. A lady came over to me, and this is what she says, you have to hear this. She told me that she was part of a very large medical clinical study, the severe bone loss medical clinical study. She was told it was a very extreme condition of severe bone loss, okay? All right?
And in this study, they were given drugs?
No, this is what she said to me. It was a study of a medical clinical study. She went on, she decided to go on from Alive and Well, the vitamin D3 and vitamin K2. And she says, you have to hear this. All of the bone loss reversed, 100% back to normal, dramatically, she said, and quickly. She had excellent bone density. That's what the specialist said, and they were in amazement how this could absolutely occur. She said everything's been altered entirely. She is now in excellent bone density, and that is thrilling. And we know about the...
Well, it was super amazing to the people conducting the study because they had never seen anything like it.
That's right.
They were using other methods to alleviate bone loss.
That's right.
But the thing that really did it was what? Not symptom-relieving drugs, but amazing
nutrient. That's right.
Nutrients, which your body can still use to create new mitochondria, new health, new cell-generating health, and rebuilding bones and muscles and brains and the whole scenario.
And we have reported endlessly the reports about doctors that vitamin K2, which is a completely natural nutrient, especially with its buddy D3, okay, vitamin K2 takes the calcification out of the arteries and puts it in the bones. That's what it says right here by the top doctor we're going to be talking about. And building up at what they have been quoted as much as 60% greater bone density, but also keeping the arteries clean and free of the calcification that causes a leading cause of heart attacks and death.
Yes, that's combined with inflammation.
That's right.
Okay.
And this is a very, Dr. Mercola is reporting about the medical studies and the information about this, and I'm going to share this with you, Den. And this is another aspect of the amazing thing of vitamin K2 that he is reporting on. And I tell you, I didn't know about this. I knew about the miracle of getting all the calcification out of the arteries and protecting your lives against heart attacks, okay? And building up your bones. But listen to the analysis. This is a medical analysis,
and
not
his
opinion.
This is an explanation of the vitamin D3 builds bones. Well, vitamin D3 contributes to building bones because vitamin D3 is instrumental in absorbing the nutrients from your guts into your bloodstream. And then vitamin D3 looks around for its companion called K2.
That's right.
And says, where's K2? K2, pick this stuff up and get it out of the arteries.
That's right.
Go ahead.
And here's the analysis of the medical studies shown with vitamin K2. And the title is Low Vitamin K2 Intake Linked to Higher Risk of Cognitive, that's brain, decline. Low vitamin K2 linked to higher risk of cognitive decline. And here he says, low vitamin K2 intake damages brain function and memory by reducing brain cell growth and increasing inflammation, especially in the brain region responsible for learning and memory. Vitamin K2, he says, is critically important for directing calcium to bones instead of arteries, supporting brain health and reducing inflammation.
So it does a couple of things.
Yes, and he's going to go, I'm going to share that with you. We're going to read it.
It increases the calcium and mineral absorption of the bones, but it also increases the rate of improvement and regeneration of the neurons in the brain.
That's exactly. He goes on, vitamin K2 plays a far greater role, says the doctor, in your health than most people realize. Okay, it's important for maintaining brain resilience, especially as you age. Without enough vitamin K2, says the doctor, your brain loses its ability to renew itself and shield against chronic inflammation, two processes that are key for memory, focus, and overall cognitive function. I'm going to give this to you in a second. Vitamin K2, he says, the form that's important for directing calcium into your bones and supporting brain tissue health. Instead of just thinking about bruises or bone density, you need to recognize that K2 deficiency sets the stage for faster brain aging, weaker memory, and a much higher risk for neurodegenerative diseases. If you want to stay sharp mentally, and independent long into the future, says the doctor. Restoring your vitamin K2 levels is the smartest move to make. New scientific research is shedding light on exactly why this nutrient is so important for your brain's ability to grow new cells, manage inflammation, and maintain cognitive strength. And I've got, I want you to read this, okay, Den? Start
can,
here, babe.
I can read.
You can read. Do okay. it. In the doctor's reports of the clinical trials.
Here it goes, folks. Word for word, just like the doctor wrote it. Low vitamin K2 disrupts brain resilience through two main mechanisms. First, it leads to a drastic drop in Mark IV levels, which compromises the integrity of brain cell membranes and the energy production. Second, it pushes the brain into a pro-inflammatory state where microglial cells stay activated and harm healthy neurons rather than protecting them.
Wow, that's something I never knew, did you? I never knew that.
All the
incredible.
Mechanisms. So the magic of life is incredible.
The magic.
Over time, these two processes work together to dramatically weaken cognitive function.
That's right, when you don't have the K2.
Vitamin K2's role in supporting neurogenesis explains why deficiency is so damaging.
Neurogenesis, the birth of new nerve cells, alive and well, new nerve cells.
The doctors couldn't have said it better.
Thank you. I appreciate
okay.
that.
Getting back to the article, neurogenesis is the process by which your brain creates new neurons.
Oh, yes. New neurons.
How about that?
I love it.
In a healthy brain, neurogenesis keeps learning sharp, emotional resilience strong, and memory fluid.
Wow.
According to the study, low vitamin K intake reduced the number of proliferating cells and immature neurons in the part of the hippocampus that's responsible for generating new brain cells.
Hippocampus. Hippocampus, we want a real hippo size of the hippocampus.
Hey, baby.
We want that hippo to move around and give us memory and function, don't we?
And it goes on to say, fewer new brain cells means slower learning, weaker memory, and more difficulty adapting to new situations. This research makes it clear, says the doctor, keeping your vitamin K2 intake optimal is a direct investment in protecting your memory, your learning ability, and overall brain resilience as you age. Could I mention also brain power?
Definitely, we're going to be getting into that in 1 minute. I have a very important thing that Dr. And I just want to say one thing before we go into that, that the doctor in his summary about this, okay, if you have osteoporosis, heart disease, or diabetes, you're deficient in K2. And if you're taking statin drugs, they deplete K2.
They deplete your brain.
They
deplete
do.
The neurogenesis
and,
of the whole operation.
And also, the doctor says here that higher K2 intake has been linked to lower risk of certain cancers, better immune system regulation, and protection against diseases like atherosclerosis, osteoporosis, one of the most powerful moves to take. And, you know, I'm glad that you brought up what Dr. Schallenberger is saying. Dr. Schallenberger, very famous doctor, MD, and he is talking about the NASA nutrient, NASA.
The what? The NASA?
NASA, National Association of Space Cadets.
Right.
Acts like rocket fuel for your brain. Could you read what Dr. Schallenberger has to say on these two pages?
I can read anything you want
Dr.
me to read.
Dr. Schallenberger, MD, reporting on a brain power nutrient.
NASA, NASA.
Yes.
This is kind of difficult to grasp, folks. So, not the terminology, but the very concept that they've discovered of what creates neurogenesis for the brain. You got to hear this. The NASA secret that acts like rocket fuel for your brain.
That's what they call it. Okay. Rocket fuel for the brain.
And here it is, word for word,
and that's
just
what they
like
call it.
The doctor wrote it. In 1999, NASA, the National Aeronautics Space Administration, launched the spacecraft Stardust. Its mission to collect dust samples from a comet 190 million miles from Earth.
Woo! Woo! That's a quite a trip.
Boy, oh baby.
That's quite a trip. I don't think I could buff myself up enough to make that trip.
Can you wrap your brain around that?
That's okay. A little difficult. That's a challenge, but you know, I can try.
And the NASA scientists were in for a big surprise when Stardust, the mission, completed its mission 7 years later. Because Stardust returned to Earth with much more than just space dust samples. It also returned with something that they can help you unlock nearly unlimited mental energy. Whoa.
Wow.
Here's the story.
From Dr. Schallenberger reporting, not Monin Dennis.
For unlimited mental energy. As scientists studied the samples collected by Stardust, they made an unusual discovery, a molecule called pyrroquinolone quinone.
Good job.
Can you
pyrroquinolone quinone. Did I say it correctly?
Pyrroquinolone quinone.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. All that.
Gary never knows when to turn the mic off. This is the time, Gary. He's correcting me again in my pronunciations.
Pyrroquinolone quinone. Say it
again. Pyrroquinolone quinone?
You got it.
Did I do it right?
You did it right.
That was Gary.
See, already your brain is adapting to science so quickly.
There's a dust in the brain, okay?
Well,
there's dust, okay? It's space dust, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, this one's called PQQ.
PQQ.
Quinone.
Yes.
What's so unusual about PQQ? Well, scientists observed that not only is this molecule found in deep space, it's also found in all living things here on Earth.
That's right. We need a proliferation of it, though. We don't just want one grain of sand. We want the plenty of the grains that we need
to
go to sink.
So they had to go all the way 7 million miles away to find this stuff. And then, we got it in our backyard. Here, it's right here. Anyway, going on with the article. We now know the pyrroquinolone quinone, PQQ, exists in plants and animals and every cell in your body. Most people have never even heard of PQQ, but it's an essential building block of...
Oh, my goodness,
turning
right.
the pages. Essential building life of life on our planet, the whole planet. As scientists continued to study PQQ, they made another exciting discovery. This stuff works like a rocket fuel for your brain.
We need to remember that, and NASA recognizes that, and that's what they call it, rocket fuel for the brain. And what's very important is the potency.
Let's go on with the article.
All right, and then you'll discuss that.
Okay. The reason why it's the rocket fuel for your brain is because a gene called PGC-LI. This gene's number one job is to tell your brain cells to make more mitochondria. So what they're saying is PQQ
creates.
Helps your brain make more mitochondria.
Mitochondria for thinking.
Why is that important?
Function.
Well, because mitochondria are invisible.
Yeah, and they're visible in the way you think, in the way you function, in the way you talk, etc.
Unless it's under a microscope, you can't see mitochondria.
But you can see it in your function.
Unless under a microscope, you can't see a neuron brain cell. But within that invisible brain cell are 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible neuron cell. Can you begin to wrap your head around that?
That's right.
So going on with the article. By the time you're in your 50s, PGC1A loses function. That's the end result of taking PQQ. As a result, your brain cells start losing mitochondria by the millions. And how many million are there for every neuron brain cell, invisible brain cell? There are 10, would I say 10 million?
I think you said something like that, but the thing is, I want you to make a very important point. What people don't realize is we don't want just one dot of space dust. A lot of places and a lot of things can give you the sauce. We have PQQ, and it's next to nothing.
That's
there.
That's right. But let's
and I want you to, but you had the top formulation. We
I
had
will.
Super potency.
I'll get to that. But
yes.
Let's just talk about the wonder of it all.
The wonder
okay?
of it all. Right.
The wonder of an invisible.
Do you have to be go with NASA to have the wonder of it all? Or can you appreciate it without it?
Can you appreciate that you've got 10 million mitochondria and every invisible mitochondria and every invisible cell in every neuron in your brain? Can you begin to comprehend that? I don't mean to play down to you, but I can't comprehend it. I can't begin. But that's the miracle of what's happening in between our ears. And by the time you're 50s, your PGC1A loses function. That's the creation of all these mitochondria from PQQ. As a result, your brain cells start losing the mitochondria by the millions, causing everything from memory slips to poor concentration and worse.
Yes.
Okay? Now, the good news, says the doctor,
yes.
is that studies show your PGC1A levels go through the roof when, what? You do to what? You take pyriloquinoline quinone.
Or PQQ.
And
yeah, that's right, honey.
Which is the major, major component of brain power,
right.
which is available at Alive and Well. Now, there are other people who put out the PQQ products, and they have 4 milligrams or 10 milligrams. Folks, with the Alive and Well brain power, you get 40 milligrams
it's
of
amazing.
PQQ.
It's amazing.
And alpha-lipoic acid, which is another major mitochondrial regenerator, in every capsule. So up to 10 times more potency and effectiveness with the Alive and Well brain power product. As your PQQ levels increase, your brain cells immediately respond by making new mitochondria.
Right.
More mitochondria means healthier, younger, and energized brain cells.
Right.
That's going to wake up your brain, giving you a mental edge at work and in conversations, as well as the confidence boost that comes with recognizing you have a brain again.
Yes, and how simple is that? We have pain power to stop the inflammation and the pain, no side effects, all benefit, and the proven wonderful benefits of the PQQ in a zillion different ways, top doctors reporting it, and in brain power. Brain
mm-hmm.
power. We want brain power, and we want power over the pain. Pain power.
The pain power reduces the inflammation, which
That's
stops
right.
the destruction
That's
of
right.
the brain cells.
That's right.
And the PQQ
regenerates.
Absolutely.
Gives birth. It's new birth.
And it isn't, at my age, my brain cells are dying at whatever rate they are, okay? And the mitochondria are dying at whatever rate they die. But by taking the PQQ, I'm creating, and as does everyone who takes the product, creates new, youthful mitochondria. Not 88-year-old mitochondria, but new, youthful mitochondria, which does what? Gives your body, your brain, the ability to think again, to comprehend again, to hear better, to see better, to activate your inquisitive, ever-inquisitive mind to generate new life.
You know, and here's another group of doctors they're called LifeWorks, and they are reporting here that we have to face reality, but we can do something about it. And their article is about the reality is that over 50 million people, gosh, in the U.S., have some form of dementia, and that's all medical trials showing. Dementia is not a specific disease, but a general term for impaired ability to remember, think, or make decisions that have to do with everyday activities. Alzheimer's, they say, is the most common form. We should not accept it, say the doctors, cognitive decline as our destiny. This kind of limited thinking prevents us from taking action. We can do something about it, okay? And according to the American Heart Association, they say, optimal brain health is defined as an optimal capacity to function adaptively in an environment competent in the areas of thinking, moving, and feeling. They go on and on and on, and talking about how important it is to have this, to pay attention, to learn and remember, to communicate, to solve problems, make decisions, have mobility, and regulate our emotions. And they go on to say that the problem begins when the body is fighting or coping with multiple issues that are not detectable or looked for in routine testing. A cascade of inflammatory and disease-related processes which produce symptoms commonly associated. And they say right here, nutrient deficiencies are the main cause and the side effects of many medications. They list also. Take the nutrients, and we have just listed the incredible nutrients that
and,
are worth.
And Dr. Schallenberger wraps up this article he wrote. He says, in one study, older people took either pyrroquinolanequinone, PQQ, or a placebo daily for 3 months. People taking the PQQ had vastly improved attention and working memory compared to the placebo group, who did not receive the PQQ. The people who use it also had increased blood flow in their frontal lobe. Well, increased blood flow means better oxygen delivery, better nutrient delivery, reducing of any kind of hardening of the arteries or the capillaries in the arterioles, which reduces inflammation. So the doctor asks, why is that so important? Because the frontal lobe is the part of your brain responsible for attention, for thinking, for memory, and movement. So you want to nourish it with a steady flow of nutrient and oxygen-rich blood. And pyrroquinolanequinone, PQQ, works wonders for your memory, says the doctor, and your brain health all on its own. And phenomenal. And that's what you have. The highest potency of PQQ on the market, and an additional amount of alpha-lipoic acid, which is a remarkable antioxidant and anti-inflammatory regenerator on its own. But what do those two things do in your brain cells, your hundreds of godzillions of numbers of brain cells? It increases the rejuvenation of those brain cells, which in turn reduces the cognitive disorders, which in turn creates new memory, new mental activity, wondrous memory, recollection, and best of all, big brain.
Right, and again, remember what the nutrients don't have. They don't have the terrible side effects with the drugs. And again, a new report just
that's
coming out.
That's very important, what you
that's
just
what,
said.
That's what, yeah, all the terrible side effects. And you know, people use, when I saw this, I thought about how they kept saying to my mother and saying to me that I wouldn't live past my early 20s. I was an asthmatic child, a severely allergic, nonstop inhaled cortisone. Okay?
That's the
non-stop.
Drugs you were on.
That's
the
drugs. Yeah. Non-stop, every single week. I could barely live, and they said she won't live past her early 20s. And that was before I learned about nutrients. And, of course, I'm now at least 60 years older than that right now, free of all those symptoms.
And what did they say your solution was to be? To be isolated?
Oh, yes. They said that she's allergic to everything on the planet. And the only way that she might get a few years out of this, but not past her early 20s, is to go to there's a desert area in the middle of the desert of the US of A, isolated from all humanity, and they bring you little plates of some safe food that they call more safe. And you're isolated from all humanity. You don't have a life, you don't have anything, but you may live a few more years. That was the doctor's answer.
That's right.
And
that was also to do one of two things. It was also to reduce the side effects of the drugs that they put you on.
Unbelievable side effects. And one of the main thing with the steroids, albuterol, you know, and cortisone, endlessly.
Yeah.
And here's a new article, again, a medical analysis by Mercola, saying that steroid use shuts down your adrenal function.
God knows.
And here's the list here. Corticosteroids, that's steroids, cortisone, shut down natural cortisol production. Even short-term use, as brief as 14 days, says the doctor, suppress adrenal function, creating dangerous dependency on these synthetic hormones. a European study revealed a widespread risk. Over 500,000 patients in this European study showed six times higher, that's 600% higher, adrenal insufficiency with oral steroid, even what they called safe inhaled versions. Okay? That was a lot of bullshit. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say that word on radio. Sudden steroid withdrawal triggers emergency situations, requiring immediate medical care due to collapsed fluid and electrolyte balance. Nearly half of oral steroid patients develop complete adrenal suppression, yet most aren't even warned or tested for this serious condition. And the recovery requires metabolic repair of the body, reducing inflammation, all kinds of things. A single prescription, says the doctor in the clinical trials, silently sabotages your adrenal health. Growing body of evidence, and he goes on and on about this whole thing. And I want you, would you please read this? The longer you use steroids, the greater your risk of adrenal failure. Yep. Go ahead.
Most any drugs, the longer you use them,
but that's often
the more
used
compromised
for a lot
you
of
become.
Allergies, asthma, and other types, and pain. Go ahead.
Okay, folks, word for word, just as the doctor wrote it, the longer you use steroids, the greater your risk of adrenal failure.
Yeah.
The researchers found patients who took steroid tablets for longer than 3 months were six times more likely to be diagnosed with adrenal insufficiency.
600%, that's six times.
Insufficiency is failure. These same patients who had more than tripled the risk of hospitalization due to an adrenal crisis, a life-threatening event where your body can't produce enough cortisol to handle stress or illness. Inhaled steroids were not as safe as most doctors think, says the doctor, even among people using inhaled corticosteroids, often considered a low-risk option, generally recognized as safe. Remember that term,
generally recognized as safe. What crap, what lies.
There was a 55% increase in risk of adrenal insufficiency with those on the drugs. The study revealed that adrenal suppression is cumulative and subtle. Over time, the body's natural stress response becomes so blunted by external steroids that it's no longer able to mount a healthy cortisol spike when it's needed. This doesn't just increase the risk of adrenal crises, says the doctor. It also creates chronic issues with fatigue, poor stress tolerance, and inflammation that worsens over time. Again, inflammation. Is the source of creator
flame,
of all
flame,
disease.
Flame and destruction.
The most dangerous outcomes come after sudden withdrawal. Patients who stopped steroids abruptly after long-term use were most likely to enter an adrenal crisis. That's because the adrenal glands don't instantly resume function when steroid input drugs stop. They remain asleep until your brain's hypothalamus and pituitary glands start signaling for a natural cortisol again.
That's right.
A process that can take time and isn't guaranteed to succeed in everyone.
And remember that the steroids are used, they're one of the main things, besides the things like the asthma and everything else like that, often used for pain, just what we were talking about earlier, insanity. That's insanity.
He goes on to say that researchers stressed that even low-dose steroid use needs constant supervision. Even low-dose inhaled corticosteroids, once considered relatively benign.
Well, I guess I could be considered relatively benign because I wouldn't have been around for, I wouldn't have had been with you, and I wouldn't have had the kids, I wouldn't have had anything or even a life, just on those steroids that they put me on.
Well, relatively speaking, I'm glad we are relation.
That's right.
Okay.
That's very nice. We belong to a mutual admiration society,
there you go, baby.
My dentist and me. There you go.
Okay.
That's a song, but that's another story.
Getting back to the article.
Go ahead.
The doctor says once these drugs, the inhaled corticosteroids, were considered relatively benign regarding systemic effects, they have demonstrable p- potential to induce adrenal insufficiency.
That's right.
So using the drug
goodbye adrenal
curtails your activity, the natural function.
That's
holistic
right.
Physicians say encourage your adrenals to behave as adrenals again. Do encourage your cells to be energetic again, not by taking drugs which stifle life, but by regenerating nutrients, nutrient delivery, which regenerates the mitochondria. Again, those microscopic little pieces of poop within every invisible cell create the energy for that cell.
That's right.
To return to energetic levels of activity of your brain and your legs and your heart, use the nutrients which regenerate the mitochondria.
And I want to congratulate medical specialists called the Alliance for Natural Health, because they are here talking about protecting our natural health, and they're saying that a slew of recent executive orders crack open big farmers' monopoly, chip away at the anti-competitive regulations, and defend Americans' rights to choose low-cost, safe, and effective natural health options rather than the toxic drugs, which is what they are talking here about, how these toxic drugs that we have. And they say here, drug profits admit, we have to admit that the system is rigged, and we are a nation, and we could be a nation and save billions in healthcare costs by embracing natural medicine, say the doctors. We have a system that has become dominated by big pharma and its government allies, where disease treatment and prevention is the sole preserve of dangerous, expensive, ineffective pharmaceutical drugs. Record rates of chronic disease are caused by this. And they talk about how disastrous this is, okay? And we now have an opportunity to push back against big pharma's dominance, they say. And they need to, they're talking about their executive directors. We need a legal and regulatory actions that draw on executive orders and prevent us from being sick. Create a high level of federal task force and combat the alarming rate in chronic diseases, especially among children, they say, by addressing the root causes, poor nutrition, environmental toxins, over-medication, and lack of transparency in health research. That's very important that they're reporting that and saying
it's
that.
It's so very basic to life. Drugs don't create life. That's what every holistic physician says. Drugs do not create new cells.
No, they just fill the pockets of big pharma.
What they do is stifle the natural function of your body. As Dr. Siegel said on television, I've told this story before, but let me repeat it. I think of this every day of my life, and let me repeat this to you. During the depths of the panic of the COVID influx into America 5 years ago, the COVID vaccine, the COVID infection had already killed thousands of people in the Orient, thousands and thousands, and now it's coming to America, and now we have to look out, and now we're gonna die, said all the forecasters. Mammoth death rates increased because of the COVID virus. And what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're defenseless. We don't have a medicine for it. We don't have a vaccine for it. We've got to get something. And Dr. Siegel was interviewed on television. He said, listen, you are created, we are created with an innate immune function. Fortify what we have.
Right.
And how do we do that? Said the asked the announcer. He says, we take quercetin. What's quercetin? An anti-inflammatory, an anti-viral, which decongests the lungs. If you recall, they were putting people on air pumps, killing thousands of people. By taking the quercetin with the vitamin C, the D3, and the NAC,
he made a big point about that, N-acetylcysteine.
And you create killer cells. Your body has a defense mechanism, creates its natural immune function. But using the nutrients, not the drugs. use the nutrients. Well, that's the theme of Alive and Well.
That's right. And remember this too, that we are here for you. We have been here for you. We give you this incredibly important information. We're always learning, and you need to be learning too, and sharing this information. And the Alive and Well's radio show has a little different times than we used to have. It's new each week. But that the show is repeated 3 times. So when you hear it, you can have your friends, your loved ones, others, tell people about it. It's heard 3 p.m. Mondays, repeated 5 p.m. Saturdays, and 8 a.m. Sundays. 3 p.m. Mondays, 5 p.m. Saturdays, and 8 a.m. Sundays. And it's new every week, but it is repeated those 3 times. Very important. And remember, Alive and Well is there for you. That's what we are. We are Fanatic Organics. We have seen what nutrition can do, and we are there for you. And remember, you can call us, 877-4950, easy to remember, at our number there. You can have all the beautiful foods and everything ready for you when you want to pick it up. Parties, you don't have to have garbage. It can be there whenever you're ready. And that same service, you can be mailing and shipping your nutrients. It's anything you want on that level. And remember, you can call that number and set up a time. Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medication. Don't charge anything. But we love to share information. But it's good if you make an appointment, 877-4950, because then we're not with somebody else or doing something else. Make an appointment. It's okay. We're not going to be offended. Whoever you like, we have a very comfortable, wonderful area, and there is no charge. 877-4950 for any one of our wonderful services. And you got to experience that broth cafe.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.